We have a live guest now on the show to start us off. CIDAR, Ireland's Centre for Applied Artificial Intelligence, has begun using AI in conjunction with satellite technology to develop an early warning system for flooding in Ireland, and has named a number of pilot areas included in the project. And Dr. Oisin Boydell is Principal Data Scientist and Head of Applied Research at CIDAR, and he's here to tell us more on the latest with regards to this project. Oisin, how are you doing? Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Dara. It's great to be on.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to have you. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background, first of all, before we talk about the project itself? How did you get involved in all this?
Sure. So, I mean, my background is, I come from a data science background. I have done a lot of research work and applied work in machine learning and AI. I suppose I sort of started into the field when AI wasn't kind of really a common term. It was all about data analytics back then, which is kind of, I suppose, AI and machine learning now has become the kind of cool, popular terms for that kind of field. So what I do is I work with CIDAR, which is Ireland's Centre for Applied AI, and I lead various projects in applying AI and machine learning to various challenges, to various problems, particularly helping industry partners or other agencies as well, for example, that are interested in natural disaster mitigation in the context of this project.
Okay, very good. And you just as well, yeah, as you said, you actually began working as a software developer in the UK. You obviously had an interest in that sort of line of work. But can you tell us, if there is such thing, can you describe a typical day in your job?
So, I mean, I suppose the path of a lot of data scientists is, I was very much hands-on, I suppose, at the start in software development, software engineering. My undergrad was in computer science, so very much a focus on sort of all aspects of computer science, but particularly in developing and building software. Very much hands-on background. And then I did a PhD in personalization technologies, and that's kind of focusing a bit more on the machine learning type modeling recommender system. So it's kind of working a bit more with the sort of data side of, yes, of computer science. Through that then I have... more recently, of course, I'm leading a research team and managing projects and providing a lot of technical input for projects. But and sometimes I miss it. I'm not so much at the coal face in terms of actually hands-on development anymore. It's more leading the projects from sort of higher level perspective and providing the technical input on those and so on.
Fantastic. It sounds like a very interesting job, that's for sure. And the project itself that we're talking about, Limerick, along with Carrigan, Shannon, Middleton and Athlone and Westmeath, were included in the first phase of this project. Can you tell us why these particular places were chosen?
Yeah, so I mean, I suppose the real focus actually on with the project using an AI model for flood prediction and flood mapping using satellite data, one of the advantages of that kind of approach is it's actually really scalable. So, you could apply that over the whole country of Ireland or even, further afield. And we've done actually experiments in other parts of the world, because one of the advantages of using satellite imagery is it's a sort of global picture of what's happening on the ground of Earth observation data. Mm-hmm. But, in that context, it was very important in the project to validate and test the models that we're developing, and we need to test them on examples of what's happening on the ground. And we picked a number of locations around Ireland that had various sort of characteristics. So, for example, choosing Limerick as a study site, there's a number of factors in Limerick that affect flooding. So it's in the head of the Shannon estuary, there's fluvial effects from the River Shannon, there's tidal effects, and just that where it's placed kind of provides different inputs on the flood. So we chose a number of sites that had these different kind of aspects, which allowed us then to really evaluate the model under these different circumstances to see how it might work then sort of scaled up.
And is this project going to be expensive to do in the future, Oisin?
So, you know, for the benefits and what you can get out of it in terms of early warning systems, an early warning system for flood events, and, you know, the fact that it can be scaled up potentially nationwide, you know, there's a huge amount of benefits from that. But in terms of, you know, in expense, there's a certain computational requirement. So satellite data, it's there's really a lot of data that needs to be processed. There's models that need to be trained and deployed and so on. So there is a sort of cost in the computational side of it. But this project's actually part of a larger project called the Cameo Project, which is actually building a platform, a cloud-based platform for making these kind of Earth observation type AI and data and analytics capabilities to make those easier to manage and to run and deploy. So, you know, the idea is something like this is not going to be prohibitively expensive, but it does require that kind of expert, sophisticated hardware for it to run on.
But all in all, Oisin, I suppose what you're trying to say is no matter what cost it would be, it'll all be worth it in the end.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at some of the costs on some of the sort of traditional flood mapping and monitoring, where there might be sort of sensors on the ground, such as water level meters in rivers. And for example, the Office of Public Works has a quite broad water monitoring network across Ireland, which, I mean, it's hugely useful data, really important data. But one of the aspects with satellite data, it's most of that's freely available from the European Space Agency in terms of some of the data that we use. So from a cost basis, it's a very cost-effective means of doing something like this.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like satellite data, all the time there's new satellites being deployed that are more sophisticated sensors that have able to sort of measure new things in greater detail, and all this data is a huge kind of treasure trove of what it can be used for, and particularly using AI, machine learning, and data science and data analytic techniques on this data, there's a huge amount of potential in that, and there's a lot of people and researchers and companies as well looking at this area to see, you know, what new innovations that can be done from this exciting data then married to these advanced AI techniques that we can use now.
And Oisin, you know, one question that probably everyone will ask is, you know, is this model accurate? Now, I came across something here, correct me if I'm wrong, but it says the model is accurate to a distance of 20 meters. Is that correct? Do you hope to improve on that as time goes on?
Yeah, so that 20 meter resolution, that's kind of a limit of the satellite data that we're using from this. It's a particular radar satellite from European Space Agency called Sentinel-2.
Okay.
And that can scan the ground at a 20 meter resolution. Now, you know, the accuracy in terms of how accurate we can predict, you know, the extent of the flood and how much in advance we can do that. You know, we're still in the process of testing and evaluating that in various areas. But what we're looking at is much higher accuracy than more traditional approaches, which have their limitations as well.
And finally, Oisin, you know, because I mean, we see how dramatically AI has evolved in recent years and is growing so much. Has this meant that your role has changed? You have to obviously adapt.
Exactly, yeah. And what we've seen as well is there's a huge amount more interest in AI generally. So, you know, a number of years ago, it was very much seen as a sort of a niche area. Only the big companies that had huge kind of engineering and development and research teams were sort of dabbling in this area. But I suppose we've really seen that actually only within the last year with the likes of ChatGPT, which the general public now can, for the first time, interact with a sophisticated AI through just language, through a sort of natural way of communication. And this has really sort of opened up, I think, to the general public an understanding of what the potential is on AI systems. And we're seeing that there's a huge amount of interest now in AI from all types of companies and public organizations and the general public as well.
Fantastic, Oisín. I have to say, we really look forward to seeing what the future holds with regards to AI. It's a very interesting time, I've no doubt. But for the moment, Dr. Oisín Baidel, Principal Data Scientist and Head of Applied Research at CEDAR. Many thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Oisín. Take care. Bye-bye.